She abandoned the spirit completely. Doesn't exist. Dollar, 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 dollar. What are you going to do with this? What you can do to spirit to you after? He can leave you. If you don't feel, he can leave you. If you got a dog and you don't feel, he can go. He can someplace else to go to find food. Same thing is this. We must feed the spirit. Then, we must keep silence. Silence. Only in silence you can find God. Make a contemplation. Place yourself in hands of God. Think a big light. Visualize a big light. And this is God. And you put yourself inside there. This is contemplation, the place you put yourself. Contemplation and concentration brings meditation. Meditation, you come to hear nothing. You hear and only one sound. That's the cosmic sound. All the waves disappear. The cosmic sound. The theta waves. Then you see the reality. Then you see this thing here making tick, 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 tick. Light. Then you see different the world as you see it now. You see it with the inner eye. Then you're going to know more than you know now. Without being taught anything. Because they're going to be revealed to you. That's the way it is. That's the way you come in contact with this great Father. Only this way. In silence. Nothing else. You don't need to have anyone beside you. Because everyone got his own destination. You born alone, did you? So, you must work alone. You work for yourself. Not for him, not for you. For yourself. Everyone works for himself. Not for all. Everyone has his own destiny. So, you go to this way. He goes to this way, what he going to find himself most easier. What he going to be revealed to him in his way to do and follow. Medicine is not easy and not for everyone the same. You got your own disease. He got his own disease. He got the other one. Everyone got his own disease. Everyone got his own medicine. So you must go according to your ability. Don't be disappointed because you hear he see this thing before you. No. That's the way you have to go. Because you don't know who you were in your previous life. You don't know what wisdom or school of wisdom you attained in previous life. That you have to go in a new school now, in a new life. All what you accumulated is going now to be achieved. Nothing be lost. This is the soul. She got a tape inside. The subconscious. Everything you say, everything you do, everything you think is written inside in this subconscious. And when the life finished in the tape. And it starts a new tape. Like you got a tape of songs. The last song is the first. And the first is the last. So you must go, if you want to go to see your own self, who, what, was, you must go to release this tape. Go deep inside and release. And you see. And it's coming to you like a TV in front of you. And you see who was, what happens to you, what mistakes you make in that time, what caused you to die. You see all these things. Then, if you see, go further back. If it is another one, it can be. You can see it's going to release back again. Until you reach the last one. And you hear the sound, gling, no more. So, use all what you learn for your future. Because you must do this now, here, in this life. After death, you can't do nothing. Nothing you can do after that. You have to return back again. In a new school, in a new page. You have to write a new journey. Are you going to meet Terry there? No. Are you going to meet Dharma there? No. Who knows who? Now you got the light. You must use this light. Now is the time to use this light. Atom is here. His light is here. Everyone, he stretch his hands and grab this light. Why he is invisible? Because you don't have reached his vibrations. Reach his vibrations and you see it. That time you're going to say, it's true. Don't be like kids, who they don't want to understand. You must understand. You must learn to understand. You must practice to understand. You must practice to know. Without practicing, you don't do nothing. Never mind you say God, 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 day and night. No. You must practice and make the connection. Take the example this way. You have a house, brand new, beautiful, right? Everything is installed inside. Night comes dark. Why is dark? Why is dark? Because it is not connected with the main power. She got all the beauty inside, but it's in dark. Connect with the power, and then you see the whole beauty inside in the house. That's the same thing as the body. Make the connection, and all these things gonna shine inside you. And then you see what you are. Your real self, you're gonna be revealed. In this way that you never experience, never in your life. You experience only once. But once you experience, that time is the time when you have it forever. The first experience is it. Then you know how to hold on this experience. But if you don't know, that's it. You wonder. Nothing is impossible. You must want to do it. You must have will power to do it. Don't hesitate in any way. You sick, you see your sickness going to be disappeared slowly. Don't expect to come just like that. Because how many years you make it to accumulate these things here? You must go slowly. But surely, this is the difference. Slowly, but surely, it's going to be done. You must put yourself in this way. Visualize the hand of God. Like a big hand where His light comes through and hit you. And you see what you're going to feel there. Let this light pass through you. Let this light warm all you. Let the light clean you. That is the important thing. Then you are pure. Wherever the light of God, the truth, passes, everything purifies. But when you close your shades and you don't let this coming in, how you want it to be? What you want it to be? She can't do for you. You must ask to come. The sick goes for the doctor. The doctor just going around and he says, "Hey, I'm a doctor. Anybody sick?" No. Did you see anyone? You're sick. You say, "Hey, where is the doctor? I'm going there." So, you must ask. To ask, that Jesus said, "Knock, and you'll be answered." Now, what he meant this way: ask, and you'll be given. Let's see now how you can knock a door from the other side of the road. Can you knock a door?
Long arms.
You must come close to the door. To ask. And then he open and answer you. What do you want? This will be given to you. Because you earn it. You earn it. You run the journey to come to his door. Now he opens for you. She can't hear you knocking from the other side there. "Hey, God, don't open the door." No. You must go there. You see? You must go there, close to the door, the God's door. In his step, bend down and in your knees and say, "God, I ask you to be in me. Your light to light me." Not Jesus Christ. Not Jesus Christ. Jesus cannot come to you. You have 2 feet. Can you put these 2 feet in one shoe? Can you? No. You got one throne. And in this throne is God, the Christ. How can be another thing inside there, in one throne? One thing. It's you. No one can go inside there. Only you. So this is the way you ask. Inside here. And then you see, you experience the union with God. You will see him face to face. You can hear him talking to you. And you talk to him. Like a kid talks to the father. Don't think that this is impossible. It is reality. Because you are inherited of this privilege. You got inside you this privilege. You can avoid this thing if you want to reach his door. You must use your privilege. This way, you meditate. Now, you got diseases on you. You have to learn to breathe. The breath of life. How we breathe? They teach breathe with the chest. No, it's not the chest. The natural breathing is what? Belly breathing. Did you see the baby? By his belly. Did you teach him to breathe? No. He breathed naturally. You breathe your tongue and you go to bed. and you sleep, and you wake up, your flesh. Why? Because you do involuntary breathing. The real breathing, the natural breathing. So, when you go and dance the natural, you don't receive anything inside you. You receive five, you give five. What left? But you go in with the nature, you receive and accumulate inside you. So this way you build the power. You can give if you don't have. You can spend if you don't have. You must have first to spend. And to have, you must work. You see how there is chained all one to the other. It's not just she says that, no, it's a chain, one to the other, connected. You must work to accumulate energy. And then you learn this energy to distribute it. Where you got liver, you put them to the liver to go. I had broken pelvis, 1.5 inch. The car passed over me. Cut my pelvis in 2 pieces. Joseph Memorial Hospital in Brampton, Ontario. My record is there. Doctor says, no walk again. You never walk again. Listen, I say. You say that. I don't say it. This is the way, he says. We got a lot of people walking in the wheelchairs because this cannot be joined. Or you're going to walk with a stick. You say it. In 30 days, I say, not only I'm going to walk, I'm going to work. You have dream, he says.
You betcha.
You see. Is dreaming. And in 30 days they come in and I was beside the door. They still look at my bed. Where is it? Right here, I said. Now, who dreams? You know why I say? Because you see the bone. Seeing the bone, you don't know what this bone made. You don't know how this bone functions. You see the bone. I make it. They put me in x-rays. They open their eyes, they open their mouth, they say, what's going on? Where is this breaking? This crack, 1.5 inch, where is it? I said, you're the doctor. You tell me now, where is it? Is it possible? Well, how you stick it there? How I stick it, I say. I don't let you to go inside there to make an operation, stick bones and you want to deal, and steel and steels and this and that. I say, no. I go with him who creates me. He got the power. And I go through his power. And I make it like welding. Welding. You see, you know welding? How it's going like that? And I join this by mind and spirit. You see, nothing is impossible. When you have faith, believe. Don't be second. Believe. Be stone, ground, or movable. From your decision. Only then you're gonna see it. Otherwise, you'll be lost. You breathe. You see what you breathe first. Do you know what you breathe? Do you know what you breathe? Oxygen. If you leave, my dear, in oxygen, you're gonna die. You see how the divine mind makes things. not understandable. Everybody says, we breathe oxygen. No. You don't breathe oxygen. You breathe part of the oxygen. Did you ever get a hose and go in the light of the sun and make it like that, tick, 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 tick? You see colors. Reflection of colors. Why you don't see them before? And you see through the light. Because they reflect through the light and through the water. So this is the reality that you can see. This is the negative you see, and you don't see the reality because you don't see with the eye of God. It's there, but you don't see it. I tell you this example, you do it, and you see the light going in colors inside there. Now, what is this that goes through you? What is this that goes through you?
The light.
Pardon me?
The light.
The light, yes. What else?
Cake.
Eh?
Cake.
No, banana. It's the cosmic dust. Why you got temperature? Certain temperature. If you make him rub two stones, you're going to get hit? That's it. That the cosmic dust is the one that rubs through the oxygen and through the light and comes through you and gives you life. That's what it is. So, you visualize this thing in front of you and you breathe it. Women is different than men.
That's for sure.
Different is the practice of men, different is the practice of women. The woman takes a cup of this dust. And as you drink water, you visualize that you drink this cup of dust, cosmic dust, with light. Visualize this as it comes inside you. Spread inside you. And when she come out, she come like pink dust, like red dust. Because be heated inside. So, doing this many times and tell it to go there. And there, you see the spark. Breathe slowly as you sip water from the glass. So slowly. Because if you breathe fast, you can the energy stop and go through. They must not penetrate every organ of your body. And there, you expand. What is this expand? One doctor says to me, listen man, here is it. The lungs is it. Where is this coming down there? I say, this is the cosmic energy. The expansion of the cosmic energy. The invisible that comes there. You're going to feel. You must do it at least 2 months, accumulation. You can't do that immediately. You must slowly. Breathe, exhale, accumulate. Then you're going to feel different. You put your hand there after, you're going to feel hot. Start expanding the energy from inside. Then you know you do it right. When you feel the heat, you're going to say, this is right. If you don't feel anything, you didn't accumulate anything. You don't do right. This is the indication. After accumulation, after 2 months, You have to make a small universe. What is the breathing of small universe? The small universe is this. You breathe, you put down the blue light up to here. You make a spark here. Then become red. And you go to the coating in the back. And then you breathe again, and you become blue again. And you become here, to the rainbow. And spark again. And then come again there, and you come out. So when this current of life be achieved, this never stops. You're going to breathe, and you think, you visualize this thing inside you going through, day and night. Then never leave you. This you have to practice at least 6 months. Then you have to make the small universe. The small universe, you breathe inside, you go to the point here, and then you go to the cortex again. And from there you go to the genitals. As blue. The genital spark. They call them the root chakra. Sparks. That making your mind to disturb this light, wherever you want. You got arthritis, set them there. You got constipation, set them there. You got heart, set them there. Wherever you got element, set them there. And he's going to do the work. You don't need any doctor. You are the doctor. You got all the elements, all the tools inside you. This machine is made perfection that cannot achieve by any mind. Any mind. They can make a rocket, they can make this, they can make that. They can make a man. Can they? Why? Because it's the great intelligence. It's not the big bomb. We must know that. And must accept this as the truth. And don't listen what these big meatheads they say. These big meatheads they said before, the earth is flat. Big Copernicus. The earth is flat. And everyone says, yes, sir. Why? Because he got name. And come a small man, Galileo. No, man, he's not flat. Islam. And it's not the sun revolves around the earth. It's the earth that goes around the sun. And the Church of Catholic, they condemn him to sign and confess that he does wrong. Who is right? Who is wrong? Copernicus, the big meathead astronomer? Or the poor man, Galileo's, with wisdom. What I told you before. The truth is not revealed to the profane, by the humble, unknown, and enlightened ones. The truth is like a gold. Any mud you put in the gold, you can hide them. When the water of truth pass over, this is the gold going to shine again in his own splendid. Because it's gold. You can't hide them. No matter how mad you put them there. No matter how superstition you put there. It does not work this way. You can't hide. Hide it only by the lie. The lie they put inside in the truth. To hide the truth. Truth is not hidden. No way. Can you hide beside the figure in front of the sun? No. so much hide the truth. It takes time, but it's going to be revealed. Because the water of truth is going to pass and going to reveal. And everyone is going to be part of this. Because everyone who learns these truths is not for him. It's not given to him to have his own property. He's given to him to give to everyone. Everyone must partake of these truths and practice these truths and achieve the results of these truths. If anyone receives these truths and he holds them, they stagnate and he's going to be sick and he's going to die. But if he gives them out, he's given and he's given. And you get more wisdom, more knowledge from where you don't know where it's come. It's come to you by invisible minds. I sleep and I be taught. I don't sleep. I am in a way like dozing. And I hear speaking on me. Things that I couldn't even imagine. That is the light. That's the way God works. That's the way God reveals. That's the way His secrets going to be exposed. You hear that too. You're going to hear these things. You're going to get these knowledges. And you're going to say, where come those things? I did read these things. There is not any book to read these things. Where they come from? You see? It comes from the cosmic divine mind. Because you made the union with this. And you become one with this. What the gold mine says, thinks, you think too. And what you think, you go through the gold mine too. And everything, it's through your gold mine is going to be practiced and be done. So, this is not difficult. Do you see any difficulty in this? Persistence. Nobody be perfect. Because we lost the perfection. For thousands of years, in superstition, for thousands of years, in a lie, for thousands of years, in medicine, for thousands of years, in science, everything wrong. Everything wrong. Why? Because the negative works through them. And they are profane. And people, they listen to the profane. I was today listening to the Schuller's, Dr. Schuller, how his name is?
Yes.
Eh? Schuller. Do you know what he said? Jesus opened his hands in the cross to show his love for you. What the other criminal there, he got his open hands for you. He got open hands too. Why the one goes for love and the other son, he don't? No. It's not that. Everything they see, they grab. And they use it. You gonna be born again. He didn't say, you gonna be born again Christian. You be born again. When the inside light covers all the outside, then you born again. New. Perfect. As Father made you, the Creator. They grab this thing. And they make him newborn Christians. Give me $200 and you'll be crossed. See? How is it? You are with Jesus now. Don't worry. Other thing is Christianity, another thing is Christity. That is the mistake. Christity means the Christ lies in you. Christianity means following Him, the person. When you follow the person, you make a prosopolatry. And you make an idol of Him. And you make it idolatry. What is the difference from that time, old time, when they worship the 12 gods in idols, to this time, today, when they worship again the same idols? It doesn't matter the name. It's an idol. Don't worship me, but Him who sent me. Do you know what these words mean? Do you know what, how deep these words mean? Don't worship me. I'm you like you, man. What I done, He done, not me. If He didn't do, He didn't do through me, I couldn't do nothing. He glorified Him, not me. But we, no, Jesus. Oh, wherever you go, Jesus. No, man. It's not that way. He can do nothing for you. He done for Himself. He saw the way. You follow it. He can't do any more. You must follow His teachings. The book of life is inside you, written by the Word of God. Read this book. Learn this book. Practice this book. And then you become master of this book. And you are master of yourself. But you see yourself, what's going to do? Yourself is like wild animal, like wild horse. Can you tame wild horse? Can you ride a wild horse? No. You go up, he's going to throw you down. That is your worst enemy. You're going to meet yourself. And then you have to be closet, inside in a closet. You and Him. And you fight Him. And you conquer Him. And then what you going to be? Your best friend. Yourself. Your best advisor. Your best teacher. Like a horse, when be tamed, you can take him and he take you wherever you want. You see big difference? Who is the difference? Here. We must change this way. We must master this animal that goes inside here, the ego. If we don't, we perish. It is more easier for men to conquer all the world instead to conquer himself. It's very, 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 very difficult. You see, you smoke. No, I can't do it. You drink. No, I can't do it. I go to women. No, I can't do it. I can't stop. Why? Why? You put yourself under this butt. And you have this butt have power on you to control you. How you can do it? You put this glass above you. I can't quit. I have to have it. Why? Because it controls you. This is the negative. How works against you. This is the negative. How works against this temple of God. To destroy this temple. So you can attain the high perfection. You see? That's the way it is. Must know and learn the truth and accept the truth. Must accept the truth. Because the truth is one. We must purify this passion. If you want somebody, some high person to come to your home, what are you going to do? You clean up your house? Right? Now, when you expect God to come to you, what are you going to do?